Welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Jeep Wranglers. So, during World War II, when the Wrangler was first invented, it actually wasn't called a Wrangler. It was just called the Willys MB. Military Beast is what they called it. And so, yeah, so the Wrangler name didn't appear until 1987. Wrangler's roots go back to World War II. And then what happened was, Willys Overland won a contract with the U.S. military to provide a four-wheel drive vehicle for the war. And then after that, after the war, Willys made a CJ, so civilian Jeep, is what people called it. And that was with Kaiser Motors. They bought Willys Overland, and then they made this Jeep CJ5. And the Jeep CJ5 managed to stay in production for nearly 30 years. And this is also, after this, the Jeep was called the Jeep. And during this, the Jeep was called the CJ, which stood for Civilian Jeep. So this was really the start of the Jeep name. And so, right, so this was more of a utilitarian vehicle. It wasn't really something that you would drive to work or to church or whatever. It was just something for the farm and for, you know, fun on the weekends. And so during kind of, while they were selling the CJ5, they also started selling the CJ7 in 1976. And so it was larger than the CJ5. It improved on-road manners. And it had an automatic transmission. And it also offered a roof, which is crazy. And actual metal doors. And so it stayed in production for 11 years. But eventually AMC decided the CJ needed to be replaced. And so when AMC got their hands on it, they replaced it with the Jeep Wrangler YJ, which started in 1987 and went till 1995. So what happened is the YJ could not, or in the public's eyes, the YJ did not stack up to what the CJ left with. And so people were very disappointed with it. It was supposed to be a replacement for the YJ, but it was a lot more civilized on-road and a lot less capable off-road because it was heavier and it had not very good suspension and not very good tires and not very good engine. You know, everything was just kind of crappy on it. I'm here with Jay Luger. We're going to be talking about Jeeps. So how did you get into the Jeep community?
I had a friend who in 1996 gave me a Jeep that was 19 years old at the time. It was a 1977 Jeep Cherokee. It was the first year that they were a four-door Jeep. It did not have the wood paneling that a Wagoneer had on it, but it was an inline six Jeep, and it was fantastic. So I ended up rebuilding that Jeep, much to the chagrin of my wife, who thought I was spending way too much money.
So is that the only Jeep you have owned?
That's the only Jeep I've owned, but I owned it for a long, long time, over 20 years. And I was able to take it to Cape Hatteras and go fishing with it on the beach at Cape Hatteras. I took it four-wheeling all the time. We had a great time. But when the time came and my daughter needed a car, I knew it had to go, rather.
Okay, what other cars have you owned and how do they stack up compared to the Jeep that you have?
I've had five Volvos. I had three Volvo 144s. And two Volvo 850s, and they were fantastic. But the Volvos would get to 120,000 miles, and they would break down like crazy. A Jeep wouldn't do that. Also had three Honda Accords in my life, and those were fantastic. I wish I still had them because they never broke down. A Jeep is somewhere in the middle, very functional for what you want to do with it, but a total pain in the ass when you needed to fix it, and it was something that would weigh on you all the time. So I'm glad I don't have one, but I kind of wish I had one still.
All right. Do you think that you'll buy
any more Jeeps in the future? Do you think that's the last Jeep you'll have?
I've been thinking about buying another Jeep now in the future just because my son Jack has one. It's pretty cool. So I'm thinking I should probably buy a Jeep and put a lift kit on it.
All right. I think that's all we need. Thanks, Dad. And so then, in 1997, they replaced it with the TJ. And the TJ was a wonderful car. It's probably one of the best Jeeps ever made. I actually personally own one. And so this was the return of round headlights. And so a lot of people were really upset during the YJ years because the YJ had square headlights. And that's really the Jeep that was in Jurassic Park, you know. It's very iconic, but still, they were not very happy with the square headlights. And also, this is the time when Jeep switched over to coil suspension instead of leaf springs, which was a huge improvement. And it really improved on the off-road capabilities and the on-road capabilities. And also at this time, they replaced the engine options with way better engines that were much more reliable and much more efficient, even though they still were not very efficient. And then after the TJ came the JK. And the JK started in 2007 when Fiat bought out Chrysler, so they started a new Jeep. This Jeep was seen as a softer Jeep with more creature comforts and appealed to more casual audiences, which is what ultimately happens to every new rendition of the Wrangler. Because every time, they're just making it more and more comfortable. But they're really, really not trying to. And so, it's like the thing that Jeep had to fight the United States government to put even seatbelts in their car. And so, they're really not keen on trying to make their Jeeps more ready for the road. They really want them to be off-road vehicles that are super fun and super dangerous, I guess. I don't know why they would want this, but apparently they do. And so they finally got airbags, starting with the TJ, and then the JL, which is the most brand new Jeep, which replaced the JK, has been seen to be one of the best Wranglers. So it's the newest Jeep Wrangler, spanning from late 2017 till now. It has vastly fixed problems that before people saw as things you have to put up with when you own a Jeep, like terrible road noise and the fact that Jeeps are not safe at all, even though the government tried to force Jeep to be. And also, it's even more efficient than some competitors, even though it's shaped like a refrigerator on wheels. And I believe that this is due to the fact that Fiat bought Chrysler and gave them a lot more resources for development. And that really helped the JL become a way better car than, you know, its competitors. And so we have kind of an honorable mention of a Wrangler, in quotation marks, which is the JT. And I think you might have seen it. If you haven't, I strongly suggest you go check it out because the Jeep is the newest Wrangler. Because unlike other Wranglers, this one has a full-size truck bed. It can also now tow a lot, and it's still convertible. So it's one of the first convertible trucks in many years, right after, I think the last one was probably the Dodge Dakota in the early 1990s. And I was talking to the guy at the Jeep dealership because I wanted to go sit in one, and he said they all sell before they even hit the lot, so there won't be one there for a long time. Yeah, and it's also one of the first pickups Jeep has made since the Comanche, which was based off the Jeep Cherokee, which is a very popular car. And so that's all of the Jeep Wranglers until today.